Last May, I went with the Midwestern State University students down to Guatemala for a mission trip. And one of those days, we were sent to a small village up in the mountain called Jacici. And the mountain area, of course, you know, the higher you are up the mountain, the harder it is to find water. And last year, the small village of Jacici did not have water for the whole year. Women from that village had to walk over 2.5 hours down to the mountain to get water and walk 2.5 hours back in order to bring water back. And on the day that we came, they were digging 2 wells, and we were asked to help dig the wells with them. And after a while digging, we start to feel moisture in the soil. And Madre Augustina, whom you remember, came here one time. She said, "Father, with your faith, let us pray and God will send us water." And it's one of those moments that I said, "Oh shoot, I'm being put on the spot." It's like Moses looking at the Red Sea, and God said, "Part the Red Sea." And I said, "What do I do now?" I had doubts. She brought the holy water out, and she asked me to bless the 2 wells so that the wells would come up. And I tried to bless the 2 wells in my Spanish, and I blessed it. And I said, "Oh God, please let it work." And I blessed the 2 wells. Days later, nothing came out. I started to doubt. I doubted in my faith. "Lord, I know that I doubted that this wouldn't happen. But Lord, do not punish your people. Your people really needed water here. They had been without water for more than a year, Lord. I ask you, Lord, not to listen to me, but to listen to the cries of your people and give them water." Never had I prayed so hard for the next few days. And I began to pray. And we went back to America. And only when I'm back in America, a week later, they found water, but at a different site, not with the 2 wells that we dug. It was so desperate when I, 2 days, let me retell the story. 2 days later, when they didn't find water, they call us back to help fill the 2 wells. And I was so desperate. I was so despair. I felt like I have failed God and failed the people. Because of my lack of faith, water did not come out from the 2 wells. And so I prayed for them. And I'm so glad that afterward, they were able to find water. But you know, to have doubts and to be tempted is to be humans. Even the Lord Jesus today, we heard in the gospel reading, was tempted for 40 days in the desert by Satan. The Lord Jesus, who is fully God and fully man, had to undergo temptations in order to be faithful to what he's called to be. And if the Lord Jesus got tempted, each and every one of us also will have to face temptations in life and also despair and doubts. And St. Ignatius of Loyola is very clear in saying that the devil is like a smart and very good general. He has all the time in the world to look at us and to look and to calculate and to know where is our weakest spot and when is the weakest time to attack. And he sits there and waits for us when we get the weakest and attack us. And sometimes the attack is in the form of a seduction. telling us to focus on him and earthly goods instead of the Lord. Sometimes it's despair. You're no good and you're worth nothing. Sometimes it's to instill doubt within us so that we lose our trust and our love and our faith in God. Temptations come in different ways, but each of us have to face temptations. Because in temptations, we choose to follow God. In temptation, we choose to believe. In temptation, we choose to remain and abide with God. If life is without temptation, then we can never make choices that are really worth our love. If life is without temptation, we cannot make choices in order to die to ourselves, to say no to the things that are not good, in order to say good to the things that are really true. If there's no temptation, many of you are married. If there's no temptation in your marriage, then you and I, especially you, can never say that I'm willing to say yes to my wife. I'm willing to say yes to my husband and no to lesser goods. And in my own life as a priest too, there are temptations. Some of you said, oh, Father, you have it easy. No, I have temptations. I'm a human being. And in each of those temptations, I have to say, Lord, I want you. I choose you and I believe in you. My spiritual director once said, the moment that you stop worrying about losing your vocation is the moment you lose it. The moment that you stop worrying about losing your vocation is the moment that you lose it. The moment that you, as husband and wife, as parents, stop praying and stop worrying about losing your vocations as a spouse, as a parent, as a child of God, you and I will lose it. Think about that. So I pray each and every day before I go to sleep, Lord, you know how weak I am, and you know the struggles that I have. But I want to love you, Lord. Help me. Help my unbelief. Help me to always abide with you. And I promise you, this is what I pray. Lord, help me to never cause a scandal for your people. I know who I am, and I'm weak. And I have my doubts, and I have my temptations, and so are you. Each and every one of us will never be free from our temptations, will never be free from our weakness. But the Lord Jesus said very clearly, when we feel that we are tempted, we need to first tell the devil and put the devil back into his place. That you have no control over me, and I give you no control over me. My heart belongs to God. We have to be clear. Don't play around with evil. Don't play around with temptations. Because the more we play around with that, the easier we will fall. We have to cut off the bud right away and tell, you have no power over me, and I give you no power. I choose God, and I choose to love him. So my brothers and sisters, at much time we are tempted, at much time if we fall, the more we need to hear the Lord's invitation today. Repent and believe in the gospel. Repentance is conversion, or in the Greek word metanoia, is mean to change our course of action, our way, 180-degree turn, and return back to God and believe in the gospel. My brothers and sisters, we all have our doubts. And all of us will have to go through the deluge, the flood, just like Noah today. All of us will be tempted, even like the Lord Jesus today. But all of us have to trust and believe of God's goodness and his promise to us that after the flood, after the rain, after the storm, there will be the rainbow. God's goodness and his signs of fidelity and love for us. So in the midst of our struggle, May we learn not to lose heart in Him, but to persevere, to abide, to be faithful to Him, so that we will not let evil dupe us or deter us away from truly loving God. We have to tell evil, and we have to tell the evil one that you have no power over me. I choose God. I choose to believe even when I have all the reasons, even when I have all the temptations, even when I have all the logics to tell me not to believe. Because I believe in the one true living God who has always been faithful to me. So my brothers and sisters, I invite you through your Lenten journey to truly deepen your prayer with God. Not to pray that things will be done your way or my way, but to pray that we will persevere and open our heart up to God according to His way. I had to let go of my prayer in Guatemala to stop praying that water will come out of those two wells and begin to pray that, Lord, please listen to the prayers of your people and give them what they need. Each and every one of us need to learn to put our prayer away from being desired to be in control and how we want things to turn out, and instead to learn to pray, to put total trust in God, to persevere, to be faithful, to love, and to abide in Him now and forever.